back to the AgeTurners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to encourage you and to strengthen you to live a normal Christian life and a normal church life, that you might be one whom God can use to turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we will continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. And in today's program, we'll pick up where we left off, seeing five statuses of the believers and the impact that seeing our status could have on our daily life. We covered 3 points last time, that we are ambassadors of Christ. We are the good seed, and we are branches in the vine. And I'd like to say a little more concerning the matter of being branches. In John 15, we see this marvelous revelation that Christ is a vine tree. He is the true vine, and God the Father is the husbandman, or the farmer. And we are branches in the vine. All we need to do is abide in the vine, and we will spontaneously enjoy the riches of the vine, so that he might flow within us to produce fruit. But there are 2 additional points I'd like to bring out that are spoken of in this chapter 15. In John 15:2, it says, "Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes it away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, that it may bear more fruit." Brothers and sisters, I hope we have the longing in our hearts to bear fruit for the Lord. If we do, the Lord will actually prune us. He'll cut away some things in our lives that are actually frustrations to the bearing of fruit. You know, in a vine tree, it is normal for the husbandman, for the farmer, to prune the branches, to cut away those parts that are dead, to cut away those parts that are the frustration for the bearing of fruit. It is possible, brothers and sisters, that in our lives, there are some factors that actually frustrate us from fulfilling our desire of bearing fruit, or frustrating the Lord in us from flowing to produce the bearing of fruit. It's possible that in our lives we may have some shortages in our testimony, in our Christian testimony. Maybe in the way we talk, maybe in the way we joke, maybe there are certain things that we say, even sometimes curses come out of our mouth, or gossip, or things that mar our Christian testimony. If we want to bear fruit, actually these things are big frustration. So we need to go before the Lord and allow him to do his pruning work. He needs to cut away these factors that are actually preventing the bearing of fruit. They're preventing the flowing of life within us. Another point in this chapter is the matter of joy. In verse 11, it reads, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full." Oh, brothers and sisters, don't you want to experience the Lord's joy in you? There's the possibility of our experiencing the joy of the Lord. And how? Whenever we bear fruit. Whenever we let the Lord's life flow through us, and it reaches others, and they receive this life. Oh, what a joy the Lord has. This is his joy. And if his joy is in us, then our joy will be made full. I hope that all of us will have this sweet experience of ministering the Lord to others, preaching the gospel, and seeing others come to the Lord through our preaching of the gospel. Again, this is not just a kind of individual endeavor. I hope that in the church or in the young people's work, we can have some gospel meetings and we can pray together with others and invite our friends, and through us corporately, we can bear fruit. Then we all will have the joy of the Lord. We'll have His joy in us, and our joy can be made full. The fourth status that we'd like to look at is that we are priests. In Romans 15:16, there's a very particular phrase. It talks about the laboring priest of the gospel of God. You know, in different places in the Bible, it shows us that God's intention is that all His people would be priests. He wants a kingdom of priests. This was His desire in the Old Testament, in Exodus 19:6, with the children of Israel, that every one of His people would be a priest. And this is repeated in Revelation 1:6, that He wants all of His children, all of His people, to be a kingdom of priests, a kingdom or a nation in which every citizen is a priest. Brothers and sisters, we are the Lord's priests. We are those who go to God on behalf of man, and then go to man on behalf of God. We have the privilege of bringing man to God and God to man. And that is why, brothers and sisters, the Lord has placed us in that particular school, in that particular class, and so that we could have these particular friends. I hope that we are bearing these names, the names of our friends, before the Lord, praying for them and praying for their salvation. In the Old Testament, the priests used to wear a breastplate. And on the breastplate, there were stones with the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel engraved on them. And this symbolizes that when we are to carry out our function as a priest, we should bear names on our heart. This shows that we should pray for people. We should, as we come to God's presence, we don't come only for ourselves, we come for others. And we pray for them, and we pray for their salvation. I hope that we regularly pray for our friends' salvation. And not just by ourselves. We are a priesthood, so we should pray with others, pray with other priests. Brothers and sisters, we are priests of the gospel of God. I hope that we could see this status, and this would impact us. And finally, we are members. We are members of the body of Christ. In Romans chapter 12, verses 4 and 5, that says that we are members one of another, members of the body of Christ. Brothers and sisters, in the burden for the gospel, I hope that we realize we are members. Don't try to do it on your own. Sometimes it's a daunting task. It's kind of scary, the thought that, oh, I need to preach the gospel. Take the supply of the body. Pray with others. Pray with others. Enjoy the Lord with others. And then flow the Lord out with others, out of your enjoyment. Actually, if we really want to be a healthy believer, we must have a healthy church life. I hope that all of us would participate in the church life, in the services in the church, in the meetings of the church, and also in the home meetings, in the small group meetings, to be with other saints, enjoy the Lord with other saints. Then, as we preach the gospel, we have a place to bring our friends to. You know, we covered this matter of members from one side, that we are members of the body. But the Bible also says that we are members of the household of God. In Ephesians 2:19, it says, So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. That means that we are members of God's family. I hope that this is our reality and also our practicality, in that we enjoy the church life in the homes of the brothers and sisters. Get attached to a home meeting. Get attached to a small group meeting. And then pray with the saints in that group meeting. And then bring your friends to that group meeting to hear the gospel. This way, we can have the application of all these points of ambassadors, of seeds, of branches, of priests. Where? With the saints. With the saints in the church life, with the saints in the group meetings. I hope, brothers and sisters, that this little fellowship would help you to see your status, help you to see who you are, and that you would not receive this as a kind of law or demand, but actually that we would just see who we are and then open ourselves to the Lord, that He could flow through us and use us as much as He can. I'd like to conclude my fellowship on these points with a verse in Revelation and also a short note for that verse. In Revelation 3:8, it says, "I know your works. Behold, I have put before you an opened door, which no one can shut." Brothers and sisters, the Lord has put before us an opened door. On your campus, there is an opened door, which no one can shut. The verse continues, "Because you have a little power, and have kept my word, and have not denied my name." In the recovery version of the Bible, there is a note to this word little in the phrase little power. And it says, "This indicates that what pleases the Lord is not our doing much for Him, but our doing our best for Him with what we have." Our doing our best for Him with what we have. Dear brothers and sisters, I hope that this would be the desire in our heart. Lord, I just want to do the best for You with what I have. Lord, please just use me as much as possible. I open to You. I open to You. In myself, I'm not much. But in You, Lord, in You, I am a new creation. In You, You have made me to be what You need me to be. In You, I'm Your ambassador. In You, I'm the good seed. In You, I'm a branch. In You, I'm a priest. And in You, I am a member of Your body and a member of Your family, of Your household. So, Lord, please use me as much as You can. Oh, brothers and sisters, I hope that this word is an encouragement to you, and that the Lord could use you on your campus, in your neighborhood, in your family, that the Lord could flow through you and you could bear fruit for Him. Praise the Lord. Well, we'll end our fellowship here. And as always, we really appreciate any feedback that you may have either on this concerning this podcast or any of the other podcasts in any of the lines or any other material on our website. Oh, Lord Jesus, we do love You. We pray, Lord, that You would use us, Lord, as much as You can. And we pray that You would make Your home in our hearts a little bit more today. This is Ricky Acosta for AgeTurners.com.